The conversation we were having last time was in Erevin Daf Tzadik Vov Omer Aleph. We were in the midst of the sugi there, concerning particularly tefillin, if tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The implications are astounding in terms of deciding that. The most astounding, probably, since we are talking in the last half of the last quarter of the 20th century, is if mitzvah saseisha she'enas mangramo, if we decide that tefillin isn't a time-bound mitzvah, then noshim are required to do it. And if they are required to do it, then the question is, why don't they? So zman comes into play here, and we are going to have to establish what the story is. And zman, the two aspects of zman which we were concerned with are, number one, tefillin at the time of Laila, and the second one's tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're at that point of trying to understand what the story is as far as tefillin on Shabbos. Let's just backtrack slightly from Uman Sham Etlei, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Who is the one who came to teach us that Shabbos is the proper time for tefillin? And wasn't it Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, for we learned this in a Brisa. The Brisa begins by quoting a Pasuk, V'shamata es hachukah azos, you will keep this chok, this statute. We'll soon see what this the law is that the Pasuk talks about. L'mo'ado, in its proper time, miyomim yomima. Literally, miyomim yomima means day after day, but it could mean something else also. Brisa says, yomim velo lelos, that you'll observe this mitzvah during the day and not at night time. Miyomim, since it says miyomim yomima, the extra mem will come to teach us velo kol yomim, additionally, that also you're not allowed to do the mitzvah of tefillin on all days. Prat, and there are days that are excluded. The Shabbosos v'yomim tov, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you will not keep this mitzvah of v'shamalta sachuka azos miyomim yomima. And this is one of the parshas of tefillin. Divrei, up until now, Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. And Rabbi Akiva, as you'll soon see in a minute, says differently. Yeah?
Okay. How does the Brisa have a right to go over and say mem means it excludes certain days? And the second part of the question is, are there other places in the Torah where it says miyamim yamim, and where that interpretation is obviously the correct one? And where's the origin of this? It's nice to say it, but
the origin is in the very rules of
in the 13 mitos?
Yeah, even more. All right, in the very rules of Torah Sheval Peh. And the rule number one is that any kind of linguistic change or nuance can be used as a hook to hang this on. But remember carefully that you may be putting too much focus on the pasuk itself, because the halacha exists almost independently of the pasuk. And this is nothing more than a mnemonic device, a memory device, that in this case Rabbi Yossi HaGlili wants to go ahead and associate his halachas, as he understands it, with the pasuk, within the context of the pasuk. So he uses that mem, mi yomim. And it could have just as well said, v'shamalta esachukah azos lemoado, yomim yomimo, day after day, year after year, and that's it. No question about it. So this mi yamim yamima is a good pretext for him to hook his halacha onto it.
Do we know historically at this time what the practice was with reference to tefillin and, let's say, Shabbos? Did everyone already follow up in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, those who put on tefillin in the wall, not to put on Shabbos, and now they were just trying to figure out.
No, we don't know. It's machlokas tanoim.
No. This is the whole thing. Not
in practice, he's talking about.
In practice, they were doing something. I mean, they were they put on tefillin. Were they putting on Shabbos or not? I assume here they're trying to get the origins of the rule, figure out what the halach is. But maybe it's like reading the Shema. We were already reading the Shema, and we want to know about it.
Probably,
what they do in practice?
Okay, probably in times of Tanoim, some did and some didn't. It depends whom you follow. It was a machlokas tanoim. You know, there are some times when we really don't know what the true halacha is. So, pukhazi, the Gemara says, pukhazi, let's go out and see ma amod devar. What's going on? What they're doing there? So you look and you take a random sampling, and statistically you will be able to know what is going on. But this is not the case, because the whole mitzvah itself is under, the whole halacha itself is under question, as to whether tefillin is Shabbos is man tefillin or not. So the whole world of the Tanoim was motivated around this particular conversation. The Braisa continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva darshens and explains the pasuk that we just that Rabbi Yossi Aglili just explained differently. Lo ne'emar chuka zo elo linyan pesach bilvad. Mishamartas achuka hazos concerns only the Korban Pesach, says Rabbi Akiva. L'moado, in its proper time, miyomim yomim, from year to year. Okay? Well, so that's the end of the Braisa.
He would say...
Okay, so it has nothing to do with Tzvim.
No, but what about the skipping part, and what about the men part, and parts?
He doesn't see that possibly.
He takes a perfectly good for us and doesn't...
Absolutely has no problem.
We're talking about Pesach that time. So
okay? The Elo. So there's absolutely no way from this Braisa to answer our original question if we have proof that it is Rabbi Akiva who told us that Shabbos is man tefillin. Okay, so from this Braisa there's no proof. Elo, so the Gemara continues on, let us search for proof in trying to substantiate this position that Shabbos is man tefillin from another source. Elo hoditnan, let's look at a Mishnah. The Mishnah says very simply, HaPesach, Korban Pesach, VeHamila, is mitzvah saseh. That's all it says. That these are time-bound mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila. Whereupon the Gemara asks, if that's the case, the implication is, Lema Deloka Rabbi Akiva. Shall we say that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva? Why? Because the Rabbi Akiva, if we were to assume that this Mishnah that we just read was like Rabbi Akiva, Kevin b'mokilo b'pesach, since the original Braisa we spoke about talks about Pesach, Shemalta es achuka hazos miyomim miyomima was Pesach, watch what happens, lav nami ika. Then this Korban Pesach suddenly becomes a technical lav. How does it become a technical lav? V'shamalta, you will observe, es achuka hazos, this chok of Pesach, this mitzvah of Pesach, miyomim miyomima, says the Gemara, becomes a technical love. How? And not an assay. It becomes a losa assay. And I use the word technical. Why? Because it's technical because of another halacha altogether out of left field, ki derabbi ovin omar abiloi, who said, omar abiloi, kol mokom shenema, wherever you have in the pasuk the word hishomer, or the shin mem reish, Vishamarta is the same as Hishomer, or pen, or Ve'al, any of these key words, then Eino Ela Belo Sase. You are talking about a Lo Sase, and what you have to know is, if you're talking about a Lo Sase, there are Onshim for Lo Sase, if you go ahead and do it. Now, relate this seemingly extraneous din of Hishomer and pen and Al is a Lo Sase, relate this back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used the words in the first Braisa of Vishamata Sahuka Azos to mean what? Korban Pesach. Right. Okay? Now come back to the Mishnah in the middle. We just said that the Mishnah is Korban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh. Well, for sure, then that Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Once again, over here we started out with a Braisa of Vishamata, says Rabbi Akiva. Vishamata Sahuka Azos is Korban Pesach. Then we say we accept the fact that there's a Rabbi Ovin over here who says that any time that you use the word v'shamalta shomor, shomor asyom ha-shabbos l'kacho, any kind of shin memreish, it means you're dealing in the area of a los ha-aseh. Now, so let's take this and reflect back on the Mishnah that we just read, ha-pesach v'amila mitzvah aseh, which would mean that Pesach cannot be, or this cannot be a los ha-aseh, or this is not Rabbi Akiva.
Why can't I miss out both aspects of Aseh and Los Aseh?
It can.
Zohar.
Yeah, very good. But you just answered, you asked the question, and you answered the question. Because it says Shomar and Zohar, so it has both aspects. But I'm not so sure that we can find the both aspects to Korban Pesach, because if we did find the aspects to Korban Pesach, maybe it would be easier. But you're not too far off. Says the Gemara, just a minute. You want to say that this little Mishnah that we read, HaPesach v'hamila mitzvah saseh, doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva? I'm telling you, says the Gemara, afilu teima Rabbi Akiva. There is a way even of understanding it so that it should agree with Rabbi Akiva. What is the way? Hishomer delav, when you have the word hishomer, or v'shamarta, in a clear-cut lav, where the rest of the mitzvah restricts you from doing something, then that's a lav, it's truly a lav. But sometimes when you have hishomer the asay, when you have be careful with an asay, and the asay in this case on the question is called in Pesach, then it's an asay. It is an asay, and Rabbi Ovin would agree with that.
So how can you define when it's when hishomer is asay, when hishomer is asay?
Good. So you look at the mitzvah. What are you required to do in the mitzvah?
Hishomer
l'chopen. All right, Yishomer l'chopen means you better keep quiet. You better not do sheiv al taaseh. But here, v'shamalta sachuka azos miyomim yomima. If you hold its Pesach, what is the shemira? You'll make sure to go out and get a shepsela, and you'll make shchita, and you'll come to the Beis Hamikdash. This is all asay. Every single one is an asay. Okay, so that's the Yishomer the asay is an asay. So you have to look at the rest of the mitzvah, of what the mechayev is. What are you supposed to do?
You've got to take the total picture.
Breaking the bones. The total and,
what?
All those things you can't.
Break that's a losish burubo is a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. Tayag mitzvahs. Okay.
That's a different pasuk.
Okay, it's in a separate mitzvah. But when you go ahead and you bring the Korban Pesach, and you do everything that is necessary in the Korban Pesach, then you are Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh. When you eat a kazayis of Korban Pesach to be Yotzei, Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, that's all a mitzvah saseh. And the Shvira Setzim is a separate mitzvah altogether. So the Gemara says, we got to look further. V'sova Rabbi Akiva, are you serious in saying that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos man tefillin hu? You really serious?
Right.
V'hotanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, it's the same Rabbi Akiva who says, Yochol, I may think, Yaniach Odom Tfilin B'Shabosos V'Yomim Tovim. I may think incorrectly that a person has to go ahead and put on Tfilin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Loma, so I am stopped from thinking this by the Pasuk in Tfilin. It says, V'hoya L'chola Osal Yodacho. Mishet Srichin La'os. The only ones, the only days that need an os, that's when you put on tefillin. Yotzeu elu she'ein gufon os. To come to exclude all those who don't need this intrinsic os. Alright? Because they themselves are, by virtue of being that day, is an os themselves. Shabbos is the os of Beinu Uvein Bnei Yisrael, osi li'olam, and Yom Tov by extension also.
Why when we do a milah?
Yeah?
Do we need to wear tefillin that day? We have an os.
Enochanami.
Let's give the father and the mile and os.
You good?
They don't have to wait.
100%, except that Alpi Kabbalah is extraordinarily important. There are two parallels. What tefillin is supposed to do, the tikkun, the correct, what do I call it? The tunat that tefillin is supposed to do on you. And the correction, the tikkun, the tune-up that Mila is supposed to do on you are identical things.
Are there any other oses? What are the other oses?
I mentioned them. Go take Shamshir and Foil Hirsch and Chorev. You have all the oses there.
No, I'd like to ask the same question.
Okay.
If you see a rainbow in the sky, do you have to wait to fill them?
No.
Look, here we're talking about one day.
You hear?
And Shabbos, every Shabbos for...
except for one thing, that if you extract, Mike, if you extract the essence of the os in tefillin, and also the essence of the os of Shabbos, you or mila, and then put tefillin and mila together, you will see that these fit together like two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Not everyone agrees. Okay, so let's continue. So from this brisa, we cannot prove that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is a zman tefillin. We have a beferish brisa, an open brisa that indicates that Rabbi Akiva holds just the contrary, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are not zman tefillin. Ella, so therefore we have to look elsewhere. Hai Tana Hu. Maybe we can find it in another Tana. A Tana, the Tanya, who taught us this brisa. Haneir Balaila. If you're up at night, Rotza, if you so desire, and it is better for you, Choleitz, take off your tefillin at night. Rotza, if you however want to, is Maniach, keep them on, Divrei Rabbi Nosa.
At night, too.
At night. Wait, Yonason Hakitoni Omer, Ein Manichin Tfila Balayla, Tfilin Balayla. Okay, so maybe it is Rab Nosan who holds that since Tfilin cannot be kept on, Rab Yonason Hakitoni, the second one, that Tfilin cannot be put on at night. So maybe by extension, Rab Yonason Hakitoni also is the one who says that if it's no good at night and Laila loves man Tfilin, then maybe Shabbos loves man Tfilin also.
But where's the
Kesher? Well, so we'll soon see. Says the Gemara, Midalaila Latana Kama Zman Tfilin is Shabbos Nami Zman Tfilin. Okay? If you're already starting to chop away and say that Tfilin can be worn if you want day and night, so you can also logically say that probably you can wear it on Thursday and Friday as well as Shabbos.
According to Tanakama.
Okay, according to Tanakama. It says to Gemara, wait a minute, why are you forced to learn Rabbi Nosson that way? Dilma Sfirale, maybe Rabbi Nosson would hold that for some reason or another, Laila Zman Tfilin Hu. Laila, you can keep your tefillin on during the weekday. Yeah. But Shabbos loves Zman Tfilin Hu for whatever reason, because Shabbos is a different else.
Maybe it's like davening, that one of the shows, in daytime it's you have to...
Okay. You're not forced. There's no way that we are forced. And the Gemara says you truly can learn one way, but you have the option of learning the other way also. And just give me one more line. And this din of saying that Shabbos, that Laila is Zman Tfilin, we're back to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who said, Laila Zman Tfilin Hu. Rabbi Akiva himself was the one who held that at night you keep on tefillin if you want. And Shabbos loves Zman Tfilin Hu. And nonetheless, from the other brisa that we learned, Rabbi Akiva, still Shabbos and Yom Tov is not
according to Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Okay? So you have the two possibilities. You can learn and say, well, if Rab Nosson holds that Laila is not Zman Tfilin, so you can learn it one of two ways. Maybe he also holds Shabbos, or maybe he does hold that Shabbos is excluded. Now, if he does hold that Laila you can't put it on, and Shabbos you can't put it on, then we're back to a position square that one. Is a square one as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned. And we still haven't proven who says that on Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. So we go on.
Yeah, but if Imamolim Shachim says Laila Zman Tfilin, according to both, they say Omar Laila Zman Tfilin.
Right.
So why do you have to take it off?
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm interested. The Gemara is interested in the second part of the tefillin. Shabbos loves Zman Tfilin.
Yeah, but we're still talking about them. But he's trying to prove from Laila.
We want to know who it is. We want to know who it is who holds that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin.
Nobody apparently.
And up until now, any proof that we've tried, and Rabbi Akiva, we started out to say our Hava Aminu was that Rabbi Akiva is the one. And so far we cannot pin it on Rabbi Akiva also, that Shabbos is Mantvil. So we go further.
Can't anyone record when they ever saw him wearing tefillin?
Nobody.
No, I don't know what.
Probably not.
Nobody.
Probably not. Okay? Ela Haitanahu. We've got another Bryce of Tanya. Let's prove it from here. And here's where we get some interesting stuff. As we used to say in Yeshiva, halt kop. Just make sure you're concentrating now.
I don't understand why do they still have to prove from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, just before, a few lines prior to that, they tell you straightforward, Rabbi Akiva holds that because of Leois, this is why you don't have to put tefillin. So what are we arguing about?
Good, because
we already had the truth.
Yeah, but we this conversation started already a long time before, and we made a definitive statement over here where we started tonight. There was truly a Hava Amina in times of Amiroim that said Uman Shamet Lei Shabbos Man Tefillin. Mamish people believed that it was Rabbi Akiva who held that Shabbos was Man Tefillin.
But then
now go prove it.
So he's okay. Rabbi Akiva say here.
Okay. So we knocked out Rabbi Akiva. Good. So we knocked out Rabbi Akiva.
Okay.
Now, can you tell me who else holds that Shabbos is Man Tefillin?
Nobody so far.
So far. Let's see. Ela Haitanahu. Maybe there's another Tanahu. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Michal Bas Kushi. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, who is referred to as Kushi, Kush.
Shaul.
Yeah, that was David HaMelech's first wife. Michal Bas Kushi was Shaul HaMelech. Hayisam Anachas Tefillin Velo Michu B'Chachomim. She put on Tefillin, and the Bezdin did not protest. Not only that, V'Ishto Shel Yona HaNovi. Yona, the Yona of Yom Kippur. His wife went ahead, and v'hayisa olala regel. She would come to the Beis Hamikdash at Shalosh Pomim Bashona three times a year. Yeroe kol zechurcha. The men should come as Fnei Adon Hashem Elokecha, whatever the pasuk is at the end. And she came, right? And they didn't send her home. They did not send her home. V'lo michu b'chachomim. Right? What? Yom Tov, she wouldn't have tefillin on. Okay. Midalom michu b'chachomim. Okay, but midalom michu b'chachomim. So from this brisa, since chachomim didn't protest, alma kosavre, it is a proof positive that these that the mitzvah of tefillin is mitzvah sasei shelo hazman gromahi. That tefillin that Michal put on, she put on because it had nothing to do with Zman. All right? Now, you cannot say that Yonah's wife, that the second mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel had nothing to do with Zman. That's absurd. Because Aliyah L'Regel is the only Pesach Shavuos Sukkos.
Right.
Okay?
So you can't say in the first case?
Hold on. Why? There's a comma in between the two.
So they go to Bryce again.
So what?
Okay.
That's two different Bryces. Two different...
You could just as easily make the same deduction on the sefer of the Bryce as you do on the ration. The sefer is absurd, like you just said. Therefore, it could potentially be absurd in the ratio also, and you can't learn anything from it.
It is
all you can learn from it is that the Chol didn't say anything, which is exactly what the Bryce is.
Your question is without question a substantial one. It is for this reason that when we will start learning some of the Tosfos from over here, like I'll tell you right here and now, there is a totally other girsa in Psikta and Yerushalmi about this, that Michal Bashol did put on tefillin u'michu b'chachamim, and they told her to stop.
Oh, come on. The Rabbi Hur
or... No. Answer his question. His question is devastating.
The one who wrote this had to stop and look next to him.
Yeah.
And when he wrote it, and the Sama came to threaten with him, he said, okay, I'll hear the gifts, I'll
Mike, he didn't have books then.
Yeah, but excuse me, except for one thing.
Things got lost.
Except for one
People
thing, his question... Lauren's question is a question. If you're making an assumption on the sefer, so make the same assumption on the ratio. Ella Lauren, let me tell you clearly that this is not the only time that when you make an assumption on the sefer, that you have a different assumption on the ratio. Okay? So it is equally as legitimate. Ella Ma, the question itself begged to be asked, and maybe, if not, for the only reason... Because there is a different girsa over here. But the Gemara keeps this Girsa. We have a Machlokas and Girsas as to what really the facts were, and we've got to work it out.
I mean, why is it when she came on the regel, is Mitzvah Zazesh Hazman Gromo,
right?
Is that why you said that there's no problem, right?
You can't help but learn that that the Ishtar Shal Yonah was a Mitzvah Zazesh Hazman Gromo. But what the Gemara wanted to say was from Manachas Tfilin. Lo Michubo, when she didn't put on tefillin, they didn't protest. Why? Because it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman, which it has nothing to do with zman. And if that's the case, women are chayev in those mitzvah sasei. Mitzvah stoka has nothing to do with zman. A woman is chayev.
Chayev. Yeah.
And any of the other mitzvahs that are not totally in zman. Okay. So v'dil masav alo.
Are there any girsas in the Bavli with the other girsa?
No. So this is the way Bavli.
This is Bavli.
Right? No.
If Bavli with different gears.
In Bavli, not I said Yerushalmi in Psikta. Okay, in Bavli, and there is no other, let's say Kisveyadin, that changed this gears of this price here.
I have a problem with the safer more than narration.
That what?
I mean, why lo michum ba'or chachomim? If you're gonna say lo michum ba'or chachomim because there's man shloya. She has one gromo because it's only Sukkah Shavuos and Sukkahs. But that's not the reason. The reason it's Mefurash in the Torah. It says Yerokol Shchucho. It's Mefurash Shchucho.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with Zman Gromo. No, it's not Zman Gromo.
Look at Rashi.
Mefurash. It says Shchucho.
Look at Rashi.
If it's Shchucho, Hashem said Shchucho only. Only Shchucho.
Okay.
So you have no business being there.
Yeah, except we know that the women are for Shlosh Rabam. And I think you almost started out from
don't give him an answer yet. We've got to sharpen the question. Go into Rashi first. Velo michu bo chachomim, to the right. Mm-hmm. Right? What right do chachomim have to protest? The have kitosefes al divrei Torah.
Right.
Because if it is truly, as you say, zechucho, the problem is that he or she is coming and she is being meisif on divrei Torah. What is the hosafa? Okay, it's Baal Tosif. Shepotra noshim mi mitzvah sasei shazman gromo. The Torah itself gave the women this exemption.
Me too.
All right? And she's going and she's not taking the exemption. You know what that's equivalent to? Not the goodness out of her heart. It's equivalent to the Isser of Baal Tosif. It is the same thing. You have four tzitzis and you want to go ahead and make five. That's Baal Tosif. You have four parshas in Tfilin and you want to go ahead and make something else.
But it's not Baal Tosif in the same way.
Well, no, but it's within because the realm Rashi learns about Baal Tosif.
Yeah, but you were one Arbor Konflos and other people were three Arbor Konflos. Mm-hmm. But that's not Baal Tosif.
No, for the simple reason that every beged that you wear is another beged.
Okay, and a woman has a right to, at least have a right to be a Korban Shloman.
Excuse me.
Yeroyah
calls a fool.
A woman
has a choice to be a Korban Shloman. Nobody can stop her from that. There's no reason to say she can't be on Olei HaRegel.
It does say.
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say that a woman can't bring a Shloman on Olei HaRegel.
And Olei HaRegel, right, and Korban Shlomim.
Yes.
Okay, women can bring Korban Shlomim.
That's
right?
It. They can't bring it. Pesach
Shavuos. But who says
it? So wait a minute. Who says it has to be Pesach Shavuos? Let it be Hanukkah. There's no difference. Be Hanukkah. I mean,
but she can. There's no say she can't bring it. You can learn from you that there's.
With me, you have no problem. I don't know that that the professor here is going to buy it. But,
the woman has it's your shoes.
Okay, let's look how the Gemara does it.
But Rashi feels that way.
Rashi's explaining how the Chachamim can say what they did. Yes. It doesn't mean Rashi holds that way. It just means
he explains it. This is Azman Gromo because it's Azman and she comes there, you know.
Okay, let's move it. The Dilma Savala. Maybe we can go ahead and explain this braisa kida Rabbi Yossi, according to the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, the Omar who taught this very revolutionary halacha that noshim somchos reshus. Noshim somchos reshus is a din in karbonas. You bring a kolben, okay? And you look in Rashi up on top, is noshim somchos reshus, ba'afal gav dichsiv, You see, right at the beginning of Vayikra, at the pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael va'omarta alehem odom," a man, male, ki yakriv mikem, v'somich lei, and immediately after it says, "V'somach yado," again zohar, right? And from this we learn, "Bnei Yisrael somchim v'lo b'nos Yisrael somchos." Okay. Korban.
Doesn't say isha
kesakri. That's right.
Yeah,
what's it? At least not here.
Right.
And from here, Rashi. All right, but nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi learns ki da Rabbi Yossi da Oman noshim semchas reshus. Rabbi Yossi holds that the smichas akolben is a reshus, is optional to them. And maybe this brisa here is the same way, that even though they weren't mechuyiv, Michal Bas Shaul took it upon herself as reshus. Even though Eishes Yoina was not required, Yeroa Kol Zechurcha, she took it upon herself as reshus.
And if
we learn it that way, then we cannot say that we have proof from this brisa that tefillin has to be worn at night and tefillin has to be worn on Shabbos. Again, we have no proof.
Again, if you're going to go on the shoes, and say, "I have the shoes, I'm not obligated to wear it on Shabbos, but I have the shoes to wear it on Shabbos."
Maybe yes.
I mean, but you're going to follow the same ideas as
Yossi. But you're not going to say
that.
You're not going to use this as proof for Shabbos Zman Tvilin.
No,
remember,
no.
When we want to prove it, Shabbos Zman Tvilin is a chiyuv of Tvilin. Yes, you have to. Right. You can't do it.
You can't.
You cannot do it.
But on the other side, even if you're going to prove that Shabbos Lo Zman Tvilin, and then you can go ahead and say, okay, it's not Lo Zman Tvilin, but I have the shoes to put it on.
Okay. That I have no problem with that Mahalach HaMachshava, but that's not what the Gemara brought the Brisa for. The Gemara brought this Brisa to try to get us proof of who holds that Shabbos is Mantil. Okay? Now, De'ilo Temahochi, if we won't learn that what we are talking here is that all of these women went ahead and did these Inyonim as optional, as simply out of the goodness of their heart, then you have a problem. Ishta shel Yona, hayisa ola l'regel v'lo michu bo. What kind of business is that?
I come to the same word.
All right. Mi ika l'manda oma regel lav mitzvah saseh shazman gromahu. Is there anyone in the world who would say that aliyah l'regel is not a mitzvah saseh shazman gromahu? Can't say that. Ela. So the Gemara says, kosava rishus. You are forced to say that there's no question about it here, that we're dealing in Rishus. Is Hochaname Rishus? And so too here, this is only a matter of Rishus. So we don't have any proof whatsoever that there is a requirement that Shabbos is as Mantvil. That there is a Chiyuv. Now, let's continue. Elohai Tanahi Detanya, maybe we'll look for another source. Another Brisa tells us, Hamotze Tfilin, anyone keeping count? What are we up to now? The fourth, the fifth?
Something like that.
Fifth try. Hamotze Tfilin, if you find Tfilin on Shabbos outside of the Erev, Machnison Zug Zug, you take them in a pair by pair, you wear them into the city. And then take them off, and this is a requirement if you find tefillin echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, whether male or female, and they put it on. Echad chadashos, whether they are brand new tefillin, which may not have the kedusha of tefillin, as we learned before, it may be nothing more than boxes for a kameya, for an amulet, a good luck charm, ve'echad yishanos, and whether they are old ones, in other words, it has straps on it, and you see the knots in the straps are the way they should be, and so on and so forth. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that this is the halacha. Man and woman alike may wear tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Oseh b'chadoshos, says new ones that don't have proven kiddushas tefillin, you don't put them on. Umatir b'yishonos. But he allows where they are proven tefillin by the fact that they have been worn and used with the straps. Says the Gemara to this brisa, al korchacha, you are forced to say that Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir lo plige ela b'chadoshos v'yishanos. The only machlokes in this brisa between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is concerning old tefillin or new tefillin. New tefillin meaning that they may not be tefillin. Aval be'isha, don't let anyone come to think that where it says echad ha'isha, that man and woman are alike are to put on the tefillin on Shabbos and walk into the city with it. Don't anyone think aval be'isha lo plige. There is absolutely no machlokas between them. In respect to whether a woman should pick up those tefillin that are found, put them on, wear them, and go into the city on Shabbos with those tefillin, and then she comes and she takes it off. There's no
chadashos and yeshanos.
Only chadashos and yeshanos is the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav.
I mean, well, what if the woman finds chadashos or yeshanos?
So to say, so there's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. It has nothing. You don't even have to ask what if a woman finds. That's what exactly what the Gemara is saying. Any person, man or woman alike, who finds. The only problem is, no matter who, the only problem is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir concerning Chadashos Yishan. That's all. Give me Shema Mino, says the Gemara, from this Brisa that we just finished, we have an implication here that Tfilin is mitzvah saseh shelo azman gromo. That has absolutely nothing to do with Zman. V'chol mitzvah saseh she'ein azman gromo is noshim chayolos. They are required, and because otherwise, the whole heter for putting on the tefillin on Shabbos that you find outside is that what are you doing? It is derech levishoson. You are wearing it like you normally wear it. That is the whole heter, like you normally wear it.
I won't accept it the last time.
That's what you wanted to give me tough times about, right?
I didn't accept it.
Go ahead.
I thought about it. I didn't accept it the last time.
That's it.
Okay. The last time we learned it, there was an argument about whether you wear one or two, as opposed to how big the spot was. And I think you can learn it that the reason they say you wear two because the spot is bigger. He's like, mamish, you have to wear two because Shabbos is lazman tefillin, and you have to show that while you're wearing them, it's because it's not, you can't wear them on Shabbos, so you're wearing them differently. The reason you wear them on the arm is because they have a kedusha of their own. You must show them respect. It doesn't say you can wear it as a belt. It doesn't say you can tie it around your leg. You've got, because it has a kedusha of its own, an inherent kedusha to it, you've got to treat it with respect, which means that there are proper places to put it. On the Rosh, on the Yad, okay? And you have to put it in a proper place because it's got its own Kedusha. But since Shabbos is Lavzman tefillin, you can't wear it in a normal manner, so you put two on because you normally don't wear two pairs of tefillin. Okay? And that would hold for an Isha also.
No.
Why not? Why?
Because when you are assuming that tefillin has a certain inherent Kedusha, in other words, Gufei Kedusha, like you learned in Megillah, I have no problems with that. However, the requirement of being able to rescue these tefillin from a state of degradation is connected and plugged into who is going to rescue them.
Well, what if they wear it as a belt?
Wait a minute. You can't, because it's Gufei Kedusha. Gufei Kedusha.
That's right.
All right. Now, if women have no shaychus whatsoever to tefillin on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Erev Shabbos, then obviously they have no knowledge and expertise of wearing tefillin derech levishoson the way you would wear it. Which you wear it in what way? Bedafka the way you did, you want to say differently. Exactly the opposite. You're not allowed to wear tefillin derech levishoson, like wear it as a belt, because it's not a malbush. What is it? It is a dava of gufo kedusha. So when we say that you're going to wear it derech levishoson, it means the way you wear it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're not going to make a belt out of it just because it's leather. Women cannot say that. Because they don't wear it on Monday. They don't know how to wear it on Monday. They don't know how to put it on. And as far as the yad is concerned, that's the yad. And they don't know where it goes on the head and how to put it on properly in the head. So maybe we exempt them entirely from the chiyuv of saving this degraded guf al kedusha, these tefillin that are found out there. You have absolutely no chiyuv, and the chiyuv only devolves on someone who knows how to wear it. And if you know how to wear it, then put it on derech levishas on the way you do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not with that, and have no kavona to put on. You know, you remember that messy conversation that we had last time?
Yeah.
No kavona for the mitzvah, but just kavona. But the kavona to wear it, derech levishasan, means I'm wearing it properly. That if today were a, with today were a weekday, I would have already observed the mitzvah.
The Rambam Leo holds you have to wear zub. You have to wear
Okay.
Yeah. According to the way Rabbi Gamliel reads it, mm-hmm. Rabbi Gamliel learns it that you have to wear two tefillin shel yad and two tefillin shel rosh. It's not derech levusha. It's not the normal derech.
You said one of Rashi and one of Rabbi Natan?
At the same time?
Mm-hmm. As long as you have mokom, and that was the whole conversation that we had, that indeed both on your head and on your arm, you have enough room
right.
to properly mm-hmm. put on to be yotzei all the yeah. shittas at the same time.
That's right.
All right. Now that's a fine point over there. And what derech levishasan means? The only time you are able to wear, to summarize, the only time you are able to wear that tefillin on Shabbos is because of the fact that you know and you do put it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But if you don't know and you don't yeah. put on, then maybe you have absolutely no chiyuv whatsoever to go rescue this davar, this item which is gufo kedusha, which is inherent in kedusha, because you don't know how to wear it and you cannot put it on in a belt. And when you put it on in a belt, it may be a bigger bizayon than just leaving it there and watching it.
I hear you.
Okay.
Why not just carry it?
Huh?
Why not
carrying it is mitzvah bo b'avera.
But we have
the mitzvah bo'ab avera. The avera is that you can't do it. So you have other ways that you.
But
can
we
do
have
it.
Other mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Torah mitzvah taraisa. That may go push aside docha the Shabbos.
Okay, this doesn't.
There's no pasuk
that does that. When I have a mitzvah that's docha Shabbos, whether it's pikuach nefesh or it's mila or it's or pesach. Don't you understand? I have no pasuk.
Okay,
I say dochelos. I say when there's a pasuk.
Let me ask you a question. If I came around walking outside the eruv and I found the sefer Torah laying on the ground,
also not.
Shabbos is more important.
What should I do with it?
Sit and watch it.
Go watch it.
I can't sit there. Same conditions, whatever with the pillow. I can't. It's in the.
Okay.
Goyim are come by and
you'll open up my eruv pamphlet over there, and you have the eitzes from Chazal. Take it and carry it.
Uh-huh.
Less than dollar.
So we're not talking about
take it and give it from one person to another, and everyone carries less than dollar amos, so that you are not being over the oraisa of hotsa'a and ha'avora passing in Rishus Harabim.
So the problem of leaving the fellow there sitting on the ground, it was what was the problem? What are we
bizoyan to gufe mitzvah? Something
Is that a separate mitzvah on its own that you shouldn't allow holy objects to?
I don't know, I'm sure.
A deraisa maybe?
Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe yes. I don't know. Maybe yes.
And that may. And since they're both, we're talking about two deraisas now.
Okay. Very good.
One conflicts with the other. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But unlike Mila. But unlike Mila, where there is just no way to accomplish the mitzvah by any other way than Chilul Shabbos, than making a surgical incision, chabura. Here I do have a way of having my cake and eating it at the same time by doing what? By looking for a way of not violating the mitzvah of Hotsa'a and Ha'avara and passing it through Dalet Amma. So I have Eitzes. So I can both protect the Sefer Torah on the one hand and not break one of the, not be over in one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. That I have to do.
Would two people carrying one item would be this considered to be also
That's kilacha yad. It's an unnatural way of doing it. It's not meleches machshavas.
Unless the other
and it's also, it is also avu potter. There is no chiyuv of kalbun, or there is no chiyuv of misa. If you do it, whether b'shogeg or
because I heard this. Let's say you walk and you didn't realize you have something in your pocket. You walk in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oi, 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 I got something in my pocket. So that somebody told me, so somebody said, no, so somebody said, I don't know if it's true, I mean, somebody said, let's say you didn't realize that you have it, so you take it, you ask a friend with you to come and schlep it together with you.
That's correct.
Is this correct? That's
it's one of the etzes that allow you to completely erase the einish that is required when you break one of the lamites melachos, because the condition that there is an onesh, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, is that the melacha has to be done kedalka, as is normally done. Now, whatever you have in your pocket is normally carried by two people or just one person?
No, one person.
Just one person. Now you come and you break this condition and you make it shelo kedalka, and it's carried absolutely.